Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wow, now that was a powerful ad. That ad that I just heard right there. Travis, is there any way for us to get a copy of that audio, Travis? Can we pull that from our system? And do you know if we can do that? If not, no big deal. I was just wondering, man, that was a powerful ad. I don't know if everybody in Butte and Bozeman and Livingston got to hear that one as well, but that's the ad that I heard coming through our studio feed here at our Montana Talk Studios. Powerful ad there, basically talking about how these desperate last-minute attacks by John Tester against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy are despicable, are just pathetic. I forget the actual words that they used in that ad right there. And then featuring the words of President Donald J. Trump himself from the Trump rally in Bozeman, and then featuring the words of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy himself from the Trump rally in Bozeman. That is the powerful closing ad I think we've all been waiting to hear. That is a great. I was just thinking yesterday, I was like, man, why haven't we heard Donald Trump in one of these ads yet? And boom, there it was. That's a power. I hope they got a TV version of that ad as well, but that's going to be powerful for the radio airwaves. That is going to be a powerful one there. All right, let's see. Where did I put that Federalist article? Man, there is a great article in the Federalist.com this morning. I thought I printed it up. I probably did. It's probably buried here somewhere. You guys know how it is. It's 6:07 in the morning, and I have this stack of stuff that I haven't even cleared through yet. But anyway, there is a great article at thefederalist.com this morning. Let me just start by going to x.com/Aaron Flint, because I know I tweeted out a couple of excerpts already from this must-read piece. Travis, are you good at Latin pronunciations? Are you good at pronouncing Latin terms? You know, I did not go to a classical Christian academy or some classical private school. So I'm not so good with the Latin. You know, public school kid here, not so good with the Latin pronunciations. But there is an incredible Latin term here. It's not Latin X. It's Latin language here. It's an incredible Latin term that this author used in this write-up at thefederalist.com. And man, I've already been tweeting too much already this morning here, because now I'm trying to find the very thing that I just sent out here. Not content to merely to harass Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson with a bogus 41-count ethics charge in retaliation for his representation of the state legislature in a 2021 legal battle over judicial reform legislation, the left-of-center Montana Supreme Court, through the attorney discipline apparatus it controls, is proposing a 90-day suspension of Knutson's law license. The headline here at thefederalist.com in a piece authored by Mark Pulliam, Montana Supreme Court goes after AG Austin Knutson's law license as he seeks re-election. But at the bottom of this article, there's a great Latin terminology that really just is an indictment of the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court. Let's see, Nemo something, 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 something. I'll see if Travis is good with the Latin. If not, I'll butcher it right after this. And then you guys can correct me. You can call in or message in and correct me.
Securing America.
A recent Wall Street Journal report claims the Department of Defense is running short on interceptor missiles after their repeated recent use in the defense of Israel and against attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder pushed back on that assessment during a briefing Tuesday.
I think we do a pretty good job of managing our capabilities around the world to ensure that we have what we need, where we need it to support not only our operations plans, but also crises and contingencies.
General Ryder adding that the confidence of military leaders is nothing new.
We have always made conscious decisions about how to best manage those forces around the world and manage our readiness levels. But needless to say, we are ready and prepared to support our requirements in support of our national security interests.
Ryder says that the Pentagon also feels it has the right force posture in other potentially combative areas, such as the Indo-Pacific. Ken Muretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area for today. We'll see high temperatures ranging from the mid-40s in Bozeman to the lower 50s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet, with temperatures headed back in the mid and upper 20s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for sunshine, late day shower chance in Bozeman with highs from the low to mid 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
What the heck? We should just do it. You know, John Jackson, that Joker guy from X, he was at the cabin on Tuesday. So why don't we have him join us for Wednesday's show? We're going to call it Unwoke Wednesday with John Jackson, the Joker from X. We'll be taking your phone calls and more. So seriously, if you got something you want to talk about, call in Montana Talks. It's the show where you get to talk. The Joker will weigh in too, but clutch those pearls because it's going to be Unwoke Wednesday. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'll bet Tim and Savage is good with the Latin linguistics for us here. What is the phrase here? All right, you guys help me out with this one. Travis and I tried to war game this one during the break there. Nemo judex in causa sua? Or is the X silent? Would it be Nemo jude in causa sua? Anyway, like I say, you guys that are Latin linguists, you guys fill us in here. You can call in at 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app here. But great piece. Apparently, Mark Pulliam is a contributing editor to Law and Liberty, who blogs at Misrule of Law. Lives in Blount County, Tennessee. He wrote this: the Montana Supreme Court is improperly using the attorney discipline system, which it controls, as a weapon in a political dispute. To top it off, the state Supreme Court itself will make the final decision on Knutson's fate. Pulliam writes, this is outrageous and contrary to the bedrock legal principle that no one should be the judge of his own case. And apparently that is this Latin phrase. Again, maybe if David Noble was here, the lawyer could tell us here. Nemo judex in causa sua. Again, I probably butchered the pronunciation of that one, but you get the point. You get the point here. Yeah, the opening paragraph of this Federalist.com piece here, and we talked about this story with Joy Pullman, who is the executive editor of the Federalist a couple of weeks ago or so. Montana Supreme Court is improperly using the attorney discipline system, which it controls, as a weapon in a political dispute. Here's the first paragraph. Not content merely to harass Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson with a bogus 41-count ethics charge in retaliation for his representation of the state legislature in a 2021 legal battle over judicial reform legislation, the left-of-center Montana Supreme Court, through the attorney discipline apparatus it controls, is proposing a 90-day suspension of Knutson's law license. It does so 2 weeks before Election Day, and Knutson, a Republican, is running for re-election. Not surprisingly, Knutson's Democrat opponent is using the disciplinary proceedings against Knutson as a campaign issue. How convenient. Yeah, anyway, it's a great read. I sent it out via x.com/Aaron Flint if you want to check it out. You definitely got to see it. This is just a reminder of government weaponization, of how the Democrats right now will undermine any bedrock principle that this country was built on. They will undermine it all. They will throw any norm out the window to go after their political opponents. Absolutely any norm whatsoever. This is election interference, and then ultimately they want to take away your vote. They want to take away your vote for who you voted for to be your attorney general, and they want to abuse their power to remove him from office. This is, as I mentioned yesterday, I can't remember when this came up. It was in the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour. We were talking about the drug cartels, the drug cartel operatives on the ground as a result of John Tester's open borders. Austin Knutson is one of the few that are actually standing up to the lawlessness out of Washington, D.C., that is actually pushing back against the federal overreach right now. Over 51 lawsuits against the Biden administration to hold them accountable for open borders, for vaccine mandates, all the other lawless garbage they've been doing in this country. No wonder the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court is trying to sideline him, is trying to silence him, and trying to take away your vote for attorney general. This is just par for the course. I know some of you are wondering. I haven't even checked the app messages yet here. I know some of you are asking the question, Aaron, did you hear what Joe Biden said yesterday? Oh, yeah, I heard it. Hard not to hear that one, isn't it? Joe Biden basically called all of you garbage. Are you one of those construction workers, one of those union carpenters in Butte? Are you a union carpenter in Butte that's voting for Donald J. Trump? We know you're there. We know you're out there. We also know you're voting for Tim Sheehy as well, because just voting for Trump alone isn't going to work. You got to vote for Tim Sheehy in the U.S. Senate. You got to vote for the Sons of Montana for the Montana Supreme Court. But anyway, you union carpenters in Butte that already told MSNBC that you are voting for Donald Trump. Joe Biden just said that you are garbage. That's right. He was talking about you.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of things is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Yeah, Joe Biden there saying the only garbage I see out there are Donald Trump's supporters. Listen to what Marco Rubio had to say when he shared this breaking news on stage with President Trump at a Trump rally yesterday.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. Are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
And oh, by the way, John Tester has said similar things about Donald Trump and you. We'll give you the book excerpt from John Tester's own words right after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The backlash against Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post is intensifying. 10 years from now, people will still be talking about how, at the last minute, he killed a Kamala Harris endorsement. One-third of his editorial board have resigned from those positions. NPR says 250,000 people have canceled their subscriptions, about 10% of the total number of paid subscribers. And in his first defense, an opinion column, he says, I wish we had made the change earlier than we did, in a moment further from the election and the motions around it. He calls that inadequate planning on his part. I'm sorry, inadequate planning is not having enough Amazon van drivers. This was a fiasco, and the reason he did it is because Amazon and Blue Origin Rocket Company do a lot of business with the federal government. Trump may win. Trump has a habit of holding grudges. Why antagonize the guy further? This is sort of a peace offering, even though they tell us what to think all the time. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area for today, we'll see high temperatures ranging from the mid-40s in Bozeman to the lower 50s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet, with temperatures headed back in the mid and upper 20s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for sunshine. Late day shower chance in Bozeman with highs from the low to mid 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
At least two Montana sheriffs say that John Tester is lying, that he failed to fund law enforcement, and that he's lying about it in his campaign advertisements that are mailed out across the state. The Roosevelt County Sheriff says nobody knows anything about this $1.8 million. The Sheriff of Park County, Montana, said John Tester has never reached out to support him or his office. That full story, go to MontanaTalks.com. The sheriffs say John Tester is lying.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Gun laws in the state of New York continue to be the focus of federal courts. Ever since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the 2022 Bruin case, which undid many of New York State's strict gun controls, the state and the city of New York have been trying new laws aimed at stopping people from carrying firearms, even if they might legally own them. Bruin created a test of new gun laws needing a historical precedent. But now a federal appeals court rules the state does have the power to keep people from carrying otherwise legal firearms in so-called sensitive places such as schools, parks, bars, mass transit, even locales like Times Square. The Second Circuit is basing this finding off another recent Supreme Court decision, the Rahimi case, which ruled that states could keep firearms away from people subject to domestic violence restraining orders. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordlund. Election Day is quickly approaching next week, and voters will be deciding the future of mountain lion hunting, lamb processing, and the sale of cowboy hats in the state of Colorado. It's made for a wide election season in Colorado with consequences that stretch across Western Ag Network country. Our network's Rachel Gable has more.
Ballots in Colorado this year are loaded with questions for voters. Tyler Garrett, Director of Government Relations at Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, said there's a few that their board has taken particular interest in and has voted to take a position on.
Our board has approved positions on two statewide ballot initiatives and two Denver city and county specific ones. Proposition JJ, which is the retaining additional sports betting tax revenue. RMFU supports that one. We think that, you know, the additional investment in the Colorado Water Plan and other water conservation projects really important. And, you know, after voters approved Proposition DD back in 2019 that allowed sports betting, it wasn't sure whether or not they would hit that cap. But now that they have, we think it's a great way to invest the money instead of returning it back to sports betting companies and casinos is to actually just invest more in Colorado water.
Garrett said water is the most pressing issue facing not only agriculturists in Colorado, but across the working West.
The other one that we've taken a position on is Proposition 127, which is the prohibit bobcat, lynx, and mountain lion hunting. We strongly oppose this one. Our members don't believe that we should have ballot box biology.
Garrett said the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union annual convention will be in Colorado Springs, November 22nd and 23rd. I'm Rachel Gable.
Thank you, Rachel. The Rocky Mountain Farmers Union also strongly opposes the initiative in Colorado to prohibit processing plants, a measure that targets Superior Farms, a lamb processor that makes up 30% of the lamb shackle space here in the United States. Cattlemen, it's time for the Green Mountain Angus 51st Annual Fall Production Sale. They're offering 220 yearling Angus bulls, along with 50 age-advantaged bulls from herd sires like Flagstone, Architect, and Armstrong. Included in the offering are 100 bred heifers. There's free wintering, plus that famous Green Mountain Angus first breeding season guarantee. Proven and reliable calving genetics. Green Mountain Angus Sale, Friday, November 11th, 1 p.m. at their new location, Public Auction Yards in Billings, Montana.
Has someone said you have to be a big operation to borrow with Montana Livestock Ag Credit? Or they only loan money to livestock producers? Well, that is just not the case. I'm Josh Doley, a loan officer with Montana Livestock, here to tell you whether you're a big or small ag operation, or you farm or ranch, we're here for you. Our knowledgeable loan officers are willing to help when and where we can to a variety of ag operations across this great state. Give Montana Livestock a call today at 1-800-332-3405. Or check us out at our website, ag-credit.com.
The National Pork Producers Council has expressed their concerns, like their beef counterparts at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, over the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's latest report, criticizing the lack of scientific basis for the committee recommending plant-based proteins as a replacement for animal proteins like pork and beef. The committee last week recommended moving beans, peas, and lentils from the vegetable group into the protein category. While this increases the amount of recommended protein intake, this, they say, would deceive Americans, as there are essential nutrients in animal protein that plant protein do not provide. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northblom.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you're just a bunch of angry and scared white voters. You construction, you union carpenters in Butte. You union carpenters in Butte. You're just angry, scared white voters, according to John Tester, the flip-flop flat top. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, they looked at this little book that John Tester wrote. Actually, I think it was his old communications guy. His former communications guy is you got to feel bad for him almost. He's now the campaign manager for Fussy Bussy, you know, the gun control activist running for governor as a Democrat here in Montana. So the guy who wrote John Tester's book with him is now running Fussy Bussy's campaign. I know. Somebody send that guy, you know, some cookies and say, anyway, that campaign is not going anywhere. But anyway, back in his book that he wrote in 2020, he said Trump turned to the old but effective strategy of lifting them up by pushing down others, by stirring up race-based fears, and by giving angry and scared white voters permission to distrust other religions, other cultures, and other people. Trump tapped into the deep, gnarly root of racism in rural America. John Tester called you a bunch of racists. If you think we need secure borders, if you don't think the people from Russia and Yemen and Iran should be able to just walk across our southern border and invade this country, you're a racist, according to John Tester. Wow. That was in his book. That was in John Tester's own words. So now you've got Joe Biden calling all of you garbage. If you're a union carpenter who voted for Donald J. Trump, you are garbage, according to Joe Biden. Now, some people are wondering if Joe Biden did this on purpose, that if Joe Biden is so angry at Kamala Harris for what she did to him, for stabbing him in the back, that maybe Joe Biden is the October surprise. Joe Biden is the October surprise. He is himself becoming the October surprise being used against the Democrats. I think it was Vivek Ramaswamy who made that argument last night when he was on with Sean Hannity. He said, now, some of you think that this is old, you know, Joe Biden. He's lost his cognitive abilities. And so there goes Joe. Somebody let him out of the basement. They should not have let him loose. Set a week to go before the election. But Vivek Ramaswamy thinks this was deliberate. He thinks Joe Biden did this on purpose. What the heck? Let's roll that audio for you next, right after the Fox News update. And then I got a very good message here, a very important message from Terry in Kalispell. I want to talk about that message in particular. So, Terry, I'm glad you sent us this message here on the Montana Talks app. So we'll get to Terry's your phone calls here in the next few minutes, because we got an important conversation coming up here in just a few minutes with a great guest here talking about the security and the integrity of our elections. That's going to be coming up live here in just a couple of minutes. All right, here's Vivek Ramaswamy on with Sean Hannity. Before I get to that, did you hear Kamala Harris? It's time for a new generation. She just turned 60. She just celebrated her 60th birthday. Now, I'm not saying that 60 is old, especially now. I mean, 60's the new 50. But John F. Kennedy was, what, 43 years old when he was sworn in as president of the United States? She's almost 20 years older than John F. Kennedy was when he was sworn in as president. So you don't get to pretend to be the new generation. I mean, give me a break.
Look, here's the October surprise. It just arrived. This is the basket of deplorables moment. That's what Hillary Clinton said in 16 that tanked her campaign. Well, that's the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris moment right now. I am a little bit more cynical about this one, Sean, in the following way. It might look like Joe Biden's usual cognitive deficits kicked in. But the reality is we know his family is secretly probably rooting for Donald Trump, not Kamala Harris, to win because they feel really vengeful about how they were treated. So if you're in their shoes, you know that kind of comment is actually going to tank Kamala Harris. So we're going to put those kinds of motivations to one side. But regardless, it is a welcome October surprise because let's take a big step back. What's going on here? The wheels are coming off the car. They're spiraling. And now you see the accusations of the other side being Hitler or piles of garbage. You're going to hear a lot about threats to democracy in the next week. They are flailing, Sean. They understand Americans are not falling for their trick anymore. Donald Trump has a record that he's running on. They're frustrated by it. And I think it's, in some ways, a beautiful thing for our side to watch this completely come undone and turn the page on this ugly chapter of our history.
Yeah, all right. There you go, Vivek Ramaswamy. What do you guys think? Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Do you think Joe Biden is deliberately throwing Kamala under the bus because he's so angry at what she did to him? That, you know, I mean, there are people that are that petty in politics. Look at Liz Cheney. Look at Dick Cheney. Look at Mark Roscoe. Look at Bill Brune. I mean, there are people that are that petty that would love to see their own side lose just so they can claim to be, you know, the more righteous, the better ones, right? They'd love to see their own side lose because they'd rather be in charge of a losing party than not be in charge of a winning party. All right, Terry in Kalispell sent us a message. I might have to save this one for the 7 or 8 o'clock hour of the show because I see we got to take a quick break here. But Terry, here's what I would do. Tell your friends who don't know how they're going to vote in this Senate race, tell them to go to MontanaTalks.com right now. Fellow SEALs, back Sheehy. Powerful ad in crucial Montana race. Tell them to go read what Tim Sheehy's fellow SEALs are saying about him. Not the ponytail guy in John Tester's commercial that didn't even serve with him. Tell them to go read that story right now.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I've been really trying to work intently to not schedule too many guests on this show, especially here we are with basically less than a week to go until Election Day. 1 week from now, hopefully we are here giving you the results, telling you who the winners are. Hopefully Election Day doesn't turn into Election Week, Election Month, you name it. But I know everybody is very concerned about election integrity and some of the shenanigans that we saw in 2020 rearing their ugly heads once again. But we've got a guest now with us here on the program, J. Christian Adams, an election lawyer, works with the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Hey, great to have you on the show. Thanks for freeing up your time this morning. I know it's early for you. I think, are you on the West Coast? So I think you got up even earlier.
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, that worked out well then. I was thinking maybe you were back on the West Coast. So it sounds like the top line here, the bottom line up front here, you've been a commissioner on the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. You're a former DOJ attorney. It sounds like you are more confident heading into the 2024 election day than what we saw with the 2020 election shenanigans.
Yeah, lots of change for the better. We no longer have the specter of COVID, where judges and bureaucrats are changing the rules in the middle of the election, like happened in 2020. We also have a lot more people watching and paying attention, and that's a good thing. And so I do not think 2020 is going to repeat, and we should all be happy.
What are some of the things that have changed in particular? I know we've had some legal rulings, you know, some this way, some that way. What just from a legal standpoint, what is different aside from just people injecting themselves in and saying, oh, we're going to ignore signature verification laws or we're just going to throw out signature verification laws? What are some of the other legal changes in particular?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to file a brief right now in the U.S. Supreme Court on some of this, and that is ballot curing. There's a lot more clarity about, for example, Public Interest Legal Foundation won a case where we had mail balloting thrown out in Delaware because it wasn't in compliance with the Delaware Constitution. We've had other cases around the country where courts have provided clarity as to what the law is and have followed the law, as opposed for the free-for-all that happened in 2020. So there's a lot of court decisions that have clarified the issue. There's a lot of court decisions allowing transparency of the process, and that's changed from 2020. That's a good thing.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, as I understand it, ruled that ballots that arrive after Election Day should not be counted. I know there's some states, though, where they're still trying to allow even ballots without a postmark to still be able to roll in even after Election Day, if I'm not mistaken. Where are we at on that?
Well, that's an important decision that happened in the Fifth Circuit, which covers Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana only. And it said that Election Day is Election Day, and you can't have ballots coming in after Election Day. And that's a problem if that were to be the law in Pennsylvania, which it is not. Don't think I'm talking about the Fifth Circuit doesn't go to Pennsylvania, because they're going to be counting ballots in Pennsylvania probably for days. So that's a big deal in the Fifth Circuit. Hopefully other federal circuits will interpret federal law to require finality on Election Day.
One article that we've got here that I know you guys have been taking a key interest in here is it's got this headline: Why we might not get a presidential winner on election night. You know, it's interesting based on all the polling, based on where things are breaking. This thing is either neck and neck, very, very tight. Or if New York State is even potentially in play, like some are suggesting, this could be a massive landslide electoral victory for President Trump, in which things could be done pretty early on election night. But what are some of the reasons why we might not get a presidential winner on election night?
Well, you have to deal with the mail ballots in Pennsylvania and Michigan, and those are huge numbers. They're huge numbers where they don't even start counting them until the polls close, and that's a disaster. That's just how it is. It doesn't lend itself to finality on election night.
Yeah, what else are you going to be watching for in the next 6 days? I mean, one thing the average everyday, you know, person, everyday voter doesn't realize is the army of lawyers that are going to be scattered out all across Montana, all across the country, from both sides, Democrat lawyers, Republican lawyers, all closely monitoring this whole process.
Indeed. I mean, I think you're going to have people monitoring it all around, and it's going to be probably the most watched election ever, and that's probably a good thing.
All right. Let's see. Anything else you want to share with our listeners? Maybe, you know, when it comes to security, the biggest concern people still have, too, are these ballot drop boxes in unsecure locations. We've been forced to have some of these here in Montana. And in fact, one of them, a Democrat operative here in Montana, just got fired recently after he was caught on camera tampering with one of the ballot drop boxes. First off, that's a good thing that at least the elections officials are closely monitoring the camera feed, et cetera. But then in parts of the West Coast, you've had ballot drop boxes that have been set on fire in at least two different states.
Yeah, I mean, those ballots are probably destroyed there. And that's the downside of going to going to a mail ballot system is there's more vulnerabilities. People lose their right to vote. The mail doesn't get there. The mail doesn't come back. The old way of doing things had a lot more security. But look, people have got to vote. They've got to use whatever means available are to vote and get out there and cast your ballot, because you can have an election turn on a single vote. In fact, we have a database you can look at, the Tide Election Database at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, where we have over 700, I think, or maybe close to 700 tied elections that were decided by one vote or ended up in a tie. So it happens a lot. So every vote counts.
Yeah, I forget who said it last night. I don't know if it was at a Trump rally or where I had heard this, maybe on the radio. Somebody said, you have to vote. Even if you're somebody who has never voted before, you have to vote and assume, just make the assumption that your one vote is the one vote that is going to make a difference. This was, I can't remember how many years, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, I can't remember what it was, but I was serving as an Army reservist, and I thought my annual training, I thought I was going to be gone for an exercise. I can't remember if it was August I thought I was going to be gone in. Well, you know, as can happen, at the last minute, the dates got shifted, so I changed my training dates. So I was gone, it must have been later in the year because it was right before the election, and it was an off-year election. It was school board election. So I went down to the courthouse, to the elections office, got my ballot, filled out my ballot, and turned it in right then and there. And this was a school board election race, and literally, the school board seat that I voted in was won by one vote. And we've had big school board decisions, right? And so an anti-mask mandate, a pro-school sports, a pro-parents candidate got elected in that race. I just share that to say exactly what you're saying here is that people have to assume that your one vote will make a difference, because it will.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Well, Jay Christian Adams, great to have you on the show. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on Montana Talks. All right. 406-294-0970 is the number. I can sneak in a couple of phone calls here after we get out of the Hannity commentary and out of the next break here. If you got something you want to talk about. Plus, I've got a brand new ad from yet another one of Tim Sheehy's Navy SEAL teammates backing Tim Sheehy. Again, you're going to go with the ponytail guy that donated to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, or you're going to go with the men that actually served with him? All right, let's see. Hey, speaking of veterans out there, there is not a lot of time left. You can nominate a veteran today for this huge opportunity, or if you are that veteran, you can nominate yourself. If you've got several missing teeth, several failing teeth, if you need a whole bunch of dental work, if you're somebody who you want to smile, you want to laugh when somebody tells you a joke, but you cover up your smile because you're embarrassed of your teeth for whatever reason, this is $50,000 worth of services that Yellowstone Family Dental is going to give to one special veteran here in Montana. $50,000 worth of services. Nominate a veteran today, or if you are that veteran, nominate yourself, because they're going to announce the recipient here in just a few days. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com. Nominate a veteran today, or if you're just interested in their services, you can ask about their services for yourself, too.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Kamala Harris's decision to reach out to anti-Trump Republicans like the ever-so-happy and joyful and dour, really, Liz Cheney, is alienating her base. This aggressive effort to woo anti-Trump Republicans has the far-left progressives feeling alienated. Our Revolution is a progressive advocacy group has spawned out of the Bernie Sanders 2016 presidential campaign, found that 1 out of 10 voters who identify as progressive said they don't intend to vote for Kamala. And progressive voters said that they are skeptical of her outreach to Republicans in the recent days. Harris has, you know, campaigned 4 times with Liz Cheney.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as the holidays approach, it is so essential to recognize that personal safety is a year-round priority. Now, crime tends to spike during this time of year, making it even more critical to protect what matters most. Now, this holiday season, gift your loved ones with peace of mind with a Byrna less lethal launcher. The Byrna launcher is a safe, effective defense solution and tool equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds. Now, you can hit a target 50, 60 feet away, and that's capable of stopping any perpetrator, any attacker, right there in their tracks. Now, why choose Byrna? Byrna offers you peace of mind that you deserve without the legal or mental burden of a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background check, no permit, and they can ship it directly to your door. That's why Byrna is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms. Just go to their website, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. Protect what matters most without compromise.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Population movement has been at the core of American history for centuries, yet many of us profess to be unhappy about it. To judge from the propaganda of political ads, those who stay put are to be celebrated, while those who have arrived elsewhere are not. Of course, the data show that roughly half of Montanans were born in other states, which makes it quite likely that many of the folks producing those cynical ads were born somewhere else as well. But behind these crude sentiments is the notion that new people, immigrants if you will, bring costs that those of us who already live here must bear. And that, as it turns out, is a question that lends itself well to analysis. Most of the research says that new residents add to the economic pie, especially when you take a longer view over second and third generations, and even more so with the tight labor markets of today. The worst-case scenario, a new low-skill immigrant with less than high school education, can have more costs than benefit, but if their arrival helps the business expand, the cost disappears. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you. Conant Street, Suite 401, Beverly, MA 01915.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, so I played the audio of Joe Biden calling every single one of you garbage. He says the only garbage I see are Trump supporters. That's what Joe Biden had to say. I played the audio of Marco Rubio. Great comment where he made the point that basically he is calling you. He's calling Border Patrol agents, law enforcement officers. I added in you guys in Butte. Use guys in Butte. Union carpenters who are voting for Donald Trump. Joe Biden called you garbage. And as a reminder, John Tester said that basically you guys are angry, scared white voters. And he says that people in rural America are racist. President Trump responded as well.
So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said. These people, terrible, terrible, terrible to say a thing like that. But he really doesn't know. He really, honestly, he doesn't. And I'm convinced that he likes me more than he likes Kamala.
I'm convinced that he likes me more than he likes Kamala. That's why Vivek Ramaswamy said last night, he says, I think that Joe Biden did this on purpose. I know everybody thinks, okay, he's lost his ability to function cognitively and somebody let Joe out of the basement and they better put the monster back in the basement before Halloween, before he causes even more damage. But Trump, it sounds like he even thinks that Joe Biden might have done this on purpose to harm Kamala. Let's go to Nancy and Roundup. Nancy, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. We're all garbage. You know, there's a lot of good treasures and things that you can find in garbage. I would just go down your alleys in any city or town, and God just thinks it's are recyclable or reusable, whatever. But I'm not shocked. I mean, that's the Democrats. They always use insult and terms to, you know, kind of demean other people. But I want to get to Kamala Harris's her speech there in Washington, D.C. She said that she's going to listen and rely on the experts, and that should be very frightening. That proves that she has absolutely no leadership abilities, and I want to remind everybody that COVID was caused, the shutdown, our government shutdown was caused because of bureaucratic experts. And you know, Mayorkas is an expert on the border, and of course it's been wide open for ever for the last almost 4 years. But I have something else I want to ask you, Aaron. Have you caught on to a podcast called Ruthless? These are four guys that are ultra-conservative. They've got a podcast called Ruthless. You can find them on Twitter X. That's where I've been following them. And also on YouTube. They have run campaigns, and they can read candidates. They're really a great source of information. Have you caught on to them yet?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to see them. I still want to sit down and listen to the 3 hours of Joe Rogan's podcast with President Trump. There's a lot of podcasts that I would love to spend more time listening to. But, you know, the upside is I get to spend about 4 hours listening to so many different great Montanans who call into the show and send us messages. So thankfully, you guys keep me up to speed. Thankfully, you guys keep me informed. So that helps out, helps me make up for the time that I'm not able to spend listening to a lot of these other podcasts that are out there. Kevin in Billings, he called in yesterday. He started his own podcast, the Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone, and fun to listen to that one. Kevin is actually blind. And so it's fun to get his take on the issues. I think he opens up his podcast with something like, even the blind can see what's going on in our country right now. Nancy, thanks for the call. Brand new campaign commercial from one of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy's Navy SEAL teammates that actually served with him. We'll have that and much more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, it's about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.